tiny, stinging red fire ants are invading Hawaii. They can bite and then leave a welt that can last for weeks. But how did they get here and where are they hiding? And why should we worry about it? Here with an update on the latest is Aaron Bishop of the Oahu Invasive Species Committee. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to see that you have a very closed vial of dead invasive fire ants over there and that it's radio. Tell me, fire ants, how did they get here and why should I be worried?
Well, little fire ants are actually not the typical fire ants that people think of when you're in Hawaii. Folks in Hawaii, most everyone has had issues with ants. You have them in your home, in your yard. Little fire ants are very different, though. They're actually a newer species to the islands, and they were first detected in 1999 on the Big Island in the Puna District. And since then, they have spread up the Windward Coast on the Big Island and then even hitchhiked over to Kailua Kona on the west side. They are making their way across the islands in Hawaii, and now all of the islands except for Molokai have had detections of little fire ants. The good news is that they are not established on all the islands throughout the state. Big Island does have an established population that will likely never be able to get rid of, but on the other islands, they are new, incipient infestations, and if we catch them early, we're able to get rid of them.
Now, it takes three things to make a species invasive and to be considered not appropriate for here. Not every foreign species that has come here is considered a problem. What are those three things?
Correct. Not all non-native species are considered invasive. For a plant or an animal to be considered invasive, they have to have negative impacts on the environment, the economy, and our health.
So it's like that triad. I mean, plumeria trees didn't come locally from Hawaii, but they're here. We like them. They smell good. And they're not considered invasive.
Correct. Things like plumeria trees and many of the canoe plants that the early Polynesian settlers brought over are not native to Hawaii, but they aren't invasive. So you don't see plumeria trees or coconut trees invading our forests, causing impacts on our watersheds, therefore causing impacts on our economy and our health.
But we do see these little invasive red fire ants actually causing some troubles, and not just to humans, but to pets, too.
Correct. Little fire ants have a very painful sting, and they not only sting us, but they also attack animals. And people that live on the Big Island and infested areas are seeing their pets, their cats and dogs, especially those that spend time outside. They are getting repeatedly stung in their eyes by little fire ants that are caught in their fur. After these repeated stings, they start to get infections, and you see clouded corneas in these pets, and this blindness is irreversible. So it's very painful for pets, and it's also very painful for the humans that live in the area.
And you mentioned it's not just one ant that comes to bite you. It's like 20 of them.
Right.
They bring a little army to feed on you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm starting to itch.
Yeah, it does make you itch. Little fire ants aren't necessarily an aggressive ant. They don't attack people for no reason. When you get stung.
Well, what do they want from me? I'm innocent.
Yeah. When you get stung, it's because they are falling out of the trees. And this is one of the things that make little fire ant one of the worst invasive pests in the entire world. They not only nest on the ground, but they nest up in the trees. And even for an arboreal ant that lives in the trees, they don't hang on very well. So we have these great trade wind days. On those days, it's going to be raining ants. So when you get stung by a little fire ant, it's not just one. You're going to get 15 or 20 stings because they're falling in your hair, on your neck. They get stuck in your collar. And it really makes just being outside nearly impossible. You just don't want to spend any time outside if you get stung every day.
Starting to itch. Okay. Now there's a plan and there's a way you can look to detect them. Tell me quickly about this popsicle stick, peanut butter, freezer, mail them to the Department of Health plan.
Right. A lot of people have heard about the peanut butter chopstick test. The peanut butter chopstick test is very simple. We encourage everyone that lives in Hawaii to test your property at least once a year. This means that if we find them early, we can get rid of the ants. To do the peanut butter chopstick test, you place some peanut butter on chopsticks, place them around your property, and wait 45 minutes. If you have ants, you place them in Ziploc bags, put them in the freezer so we're not mailing live ants across the island.
Yeah, the post office would love that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you actually mail it to your local Hawaii Department of Agriculture office.
And there's some information on the website about for all the islands where they can mail those And if somebody wanted to get more information, where can they go?
You can go to several places. You can go to lfahawaii.org. You can go to littlefireants.com. You can also visit hdoa.hawaii.gov. That's Department of Agriculture's website.
And also, I was looking at your website, oahuisc.org, the Oahu Invasive Species Committee. All right. Well,
correct.
You've started to make me itch. Thanks. Thanks for bringing a little sample. And if you want to take a look, you can head to our Facebook page and you'll be able to see a picture of these little pesty ants. Fire ants are everyone's responsibility. If you want to know more on how to prevent further infestation, you can find out this Saturday, 11:45, Hawaii State Library. Free test kits will be distributed to the public. Thank you, Aaron Bishop from the Invasive Species Committee, sharing with us information on all sorts of these little fire ants and other invasive pests. You can find out more on their website. And you can check out ours if you want to start itching at hpr2.org.